You slaves always request for dua. You slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program Spiritual Cures. Alhamdulillah, Azawajal, this is your program and we want you to participate in this program. If there's any istikhara you want doing or you want any spiritual cures, any wazaif, then this is the program. MashaAllah, we've got Sawar Bhai in the studio. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullah. Sawar Bhai, alaikum, MashaAllah. Jazakallahu khairah. MashaAllah, Azawajal, another episode of Spiritual Cures and hopefully, inshaAllah, Azawajal, we should be very busy today, inshallah. I want to start off with a few messages that I got during the day. Please, can you give me any wazifa to read? I am struggling in my work. They haven't mentioned why they're struggling, what they're struggling. Lekin, inshallah, I hope you should get that. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Is there any wazifa that someone had my money borrowed from me but are not returning it back to me? Okay, so inshallah, that's another one. And also, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please, can you give me an istikhara? My mother had tests and for her to get good tests. So I think medical tests. So, you know, they've done the test.
They've mentioned istikhara.
No, sorry, dua or something, okay. Wazifa.
So,
yeah, so that they get good results, inshallah, azawajal. Allah Ta'ala give shifa to your mom as well, inshallah, azawajal. Some of the other messages that we had Islam brothers sending a few messages today as well regarding the program itself. MashaAllah, your program is good and I love to watch your program. Please make dua for me, inshallah, azawajal. We'll make dua for you as well. You make dua for us as well. I always watch your program with my parents and with my brothers and sisters. Your program is really nice. We learn a lot of du'as, mashallah. And remember, any wazaif that has been given, then it has to be done. Because someone asked a question last week, can you read a wazifa more than what is mentioned? Then the scholars have mentioned that whatever amount the wazifa is, for example, if the wazifa is to be read 500 times, then do not read it for 499 times or even 501 times. Because these wazaif are some spiritual cures, spiritual du'as, and they've got to be read in the amount that the Buzurgan Adeen, Rahimuhumullah, they have read. So I hope this is, inshallah, so they're clarifying as well. And also, my Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, we had last week a lot of people were, you know, disobedient children, and someone did say that, please, if you can talk about that as well. Inshallah, Azawajal, again, you know, there's so many wazaif that we have given out for disobedient children, and inshallah, Azawajal, we'll keep on giving them whenever we need to. But please do remember that, you know, because we live in this country, there are laws that we need to follow by as well. So if there's any children who are disobedient, then hitting them or anything like that, that is forbidden by the law, and it's also not encouraged in Islam as well. So inshallah, azawajal, in a good manner, in a good way, sit down with them, talk to them. Inshallah, I'm definitely sure that they will listen to you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In regards to the message that you got regarding work struggle, they haven't defined exactly what the struggle is, so I'm giving you something in general. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It mentions that if they write or get written on a piece of paper, Ya Allahu,
Ya
Allahu, Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, 101 times, and make it into an amulet and wear it, inshallah, any type of work-related, business-related struggles, inshallah, will be removed, inshallah.
Inshallah.
In regards to the second message that you mentioned, of where somebody has borrowed some money and they're not returning it. In regards to this, alhamdulillah, there was a Madani Bahar in regards to this quite recently, I think I mentioned. This particular spiritual cure, so the person who's lent money out and then is not getting it back, like Apnees Band, they call it the dubige
paise.
They've lost them basically. For that particular person, if they recite 2 units of Nafal Salah, non-dislike time, non-makruh time, 2 units of Nafal Salah, and each time they prostrate, so each time they're going to sajda, so they'll end up going each time. So the first time after they've read the tasbihat of the sajda,
after
so then they will recite ya mudhillu ya mu'izzu, ya mudhillu ya mu'izzu. So they'll recite this 75 times, ya mudhillu ya mu'izzu. Then so they'll get up, go back to the second sajda. Then straight after the tasbihat, they'll repeat this wazifa again for 75 times. And exactly the same thing in the second unit, in the second rakat. Inshallah, azawajal, that money that somebody is not returning, inshallah, if Allah wills, then they will
inshallah,
return.
Inshallah. There are sadly a lot of people out there that are, I know of someone who lent out some money to someone, and for himself to pay back the person who he lent it from, you know, he had to remortgage his house. You know, just to return the money back to that person. So, you know, if there's any Islamic brothers or, you know, even sisters who are watching and someone has, you know, taken money from you and they're not returning, then please start to do this wazifa, inshallah.
You only do it once as well.
You only do it once, inshallah. And for those who are listening, if you are the one who's borrowed money from someone and you're not returning that money back, then please, you know, fear Allah Azza wa Jal and return that money to Him, because this is a debt that you're going to die with. And sometimes people have the money, but just to keep hold of that money.
It's better to give it in this world than having to give it back in the hereafter.
Yeah. Same with us, with the banks as well. You know, if you go to a bank and you take a loan out and your intention is not to return that money, you know, people file bankruptcy, people do all sorts of fraud, you know, just to get the money. But the thing is, you know, this will be just in the world, you know, when you die and in the hereafter, you know, really regret it. So it's better to give that money back to that person. And sometimes I've heard where people, they've got to, you know, they struggle really hard, they save up that money, and then someone comes up and takes that money. And this is why a lot of people are not lending money to anyone. Even if it's their own brother, they will not lend that money, is because they're scared that they won't return them back. And you don't blame that person, because, you know, we live in a culture where sadly, you know, it's really, really bad at this moment of time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Code name Makkah. I would like to do istikhara. So inshallah, lots of fights in the house. Allah Ta'ala make it easier. Salams, can you please check my house or something? Doesn't feel right. My address is no problem, inshallah.
One of the messages you mentioned regarding Nazri, but I think they had the istikhara done and the reply came back as evil eye. We did mention the spiritual cure, but I think they didn't manage to take note. So this particular spiritual cure, the person who's inflicted with evil eye, it mentions to recite the Ruh Sharif 3 times in the beginning, and then Ta'awudh once. Then recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim each time that you're going to recite Surah Kawthar. So you recite Surah Kawthar with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, perform them upon the inflicted person on his right cheek. Then you'll recite Surah Kawthar again with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, then perform them upon the inflicted's left cheek. Then the third time you will recite Surah Kawthar with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim again, but this time you will perform them upon the forehead. Inshallah, the evil eye will be removed.
Inshallah. Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I would like to make istikhara for my mom. She has been suffering from stomach problems for the past 2 years. Code word London. Inshallah, so I'll pass on the message as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you? Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah Ta'ala give you barakat. Alhamdulillah, so I want to ask about my brother-in-law. Wo bohat buri aadaton میں پھنسا ہوا ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ انشاءاللہ عز و جل make it easier for him to get out of, you know, whatever he's in, you know, in problem with. Maybe he's with bad friends or whatever. Inshallah azza wa jal, I've given the name for istikhara, so hopefully inshallah azza wa jal we'll get a result back from the istikhara.
The message regarding test, they're waiting for test results of some kind for their mother, I think you mentioned spiritual cure for them. Ya rafi'u, if they recite this 20 times once a day, there's no specific time for this, Afsa, just once throughout the day, 20 times Ya Rafi'u with Durood Sharif before and after, Masha until Allah. They receive the results, inshallah.
MashaAllah. Can I get SP cure, okay, spiritual cure, for a person who is in little stress, thoughts in mind and results that person can't sleep? Well, for the last half year, they couldn't fall in sleep and using several medicines. Inshallah, Azawajal. We had an Islam brother sending in a message. Please, can you make dua for my mom who is ill in hospital? Allah Ta'ala give her shifa kamila as well. My mom has a hospital appointment next week on Tuesday for a CT scan. And she had a scan last week in a local hospital, and they referred her to Addon Brookes Hospital. She had a bowel cancer which was taken out 12 months ago. However, the latest scan shows that the same has shown in the liver. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala. Code word is Peterborough. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala give her Shifa-i Kamila as well. Inshallah, Assalamu alaikum. Can I please get a spiritual cure for my brother as he is having trouble getting married? Inshallah, code word X6, inshallah. So wazifa for getting married as well, inshallah. And also dua for, and also Islam brother sent in the message regarding his mom, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Can I do istikhara? My friend doesn't have any peace at home, and everyone's fighting over nothing every day without fail.
Afsab, in regards to the message that came in regarding stress and somebody finding it difficult to go to sleep due to the stress, a spiritual cure in this regard, this was given by Amir al-Sunnat in one of the Madi Muzakiras, alhamdulillah. They mentioned that when they feel that the stress or depression or these feelings are kicking in, and the, you know, the person is starting to feel that they're starting to sort of like overcome them now.
Ji.
That if they perform wuzu,
okay,
inshallah, a vast amount of that stress, or they'll feel a relief, you know, of a massive amount of that burden removing away just by making ablution. And then, as well as that, they've also further mentioned that if the person struggling, or if they can't do it themselves, somebody else can do it for them as well, that they recite Surah Ikhlas, as in Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad, the complete Surah, 7 times with the Durood Sharif before and after, perform them upon some water and then keep drinking that water. Inshallah, the stress will be put to bay.
Inshallah. We've got some results for some istikhara. We had a result for code word Makkah. It is returned back as Azmaish. Azmaish. It's basically a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. So nothing to worry about, no black magic, no nazar-e-bad waghaira. But please, you know, inshallah Azza wa Jal, try to, you know, make dua. Dua is a weapon for the believers. Keep making dua as well. If you are not offering your salah, make sure that you are offering your salah as well. Sometimes people say, you know, I don't drink, I don't do this, I don't do that. Why am I in problems? When if you ask them, do you offer your 5 times salah? Not really, I don't. Then the thing is, the problem with that will be, is that is the biggest problem, that you are not offering your salah. So please be punctual in your salah. Code word Milad, the word is come back as Athrat. So Athrat is like
Jinnat.
Jinnat. So it's not that they are possessed, it's just that waise tang kar rahe hain, yeah. So they're just making them, you know, as they say, they're winding them up, you know.
The spiritual cure for the Vakti Azmaish, the person who the reply came back, I think was code word Makkah. This is a spiritual cure for them. If they recite Ya Sami'u, Ya Sami'u, Ya Sami'u 100 times with the Rushi before and after. This is just once during the day. So there's no fixed time. But if they recite this 100 times, Ya Sami'u, inshallah, this will ease in the test that they're facing. The important thing is that whilst you're doing this wazifa, the Ya Sami'u, that one mustn't talk in between. If by mistake somebody does, then they'll need to start again. So they need to recite Ya Sami'u 100 times without any speech in between.
Inshallah.
The second reply of the istikhara, the code word milad, the istikhara reply was atharat. I'll give you a spiritual cure in regards to this. If they recite Ya Mumitu 7 times with the Durood Sharif before and after, and they recite this after each salah and perform them upon their heart, inshallah.
جی السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ برادر کین یو پلیز گیو می ا وظیفہ اور اینی کیور فار یورین پرابلم آئی ایم ریئلی اپسیٹ بین ٹو ڈاکٹرز ایٹسیٹرا اینڈ آئی بین ٹرائنگ آل ا لاٹ آف دیسی ریمیڈیز نتھنگ ورکنگ کوڈ ورڈ گرین سو پیشاب قطرے وغیرہ آئی تھنک دس از اندر ایشو I have issue with my wuzu. I can't keep my wuzu for long. Sometimes I can't complete namaz with one wuzu. This problem is only for namaz and reading the Quran. Also, someone said that is getting married problems.
Asabi, in regards to the stomach problem, when you're reading the two sunnahs before Fard Salah of Fajr.
Ji.
So in the first rakat after Surah Fatiha, recite Surah Alam Nashrah.
Okay.
And in the second rakat, recite Surah Feel.
Okay.
And this is for any types of stomach problems. Somebody who's suffering from stomach problem, whether it's ulcers, whether it's general pain.
Anything stomach related, gas problem.
Okay. Any stomach related problem, this is very, very beneficial.
Inshallah, as well, Allah Ta'ala will give you shifa as well. And you know, so he also says, I need to get to sleep easily.
In regards to the sleep, I've just taken it out now. So whilst you're laying in bed, trying to go to sleep, if you keep reciting this spiritual cure, obviously you need to shrivel your legs up a little bit or fold them. Because you shouldn't be reading anything with your legs lengthened out. Very simply, وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا وَجَعَلْنَا نَوْمَكُمْ سُبَاتًا. So you'll continuously recite this until you fall asleep, inshallah. And in regards to the problems where I think urine drops, I think you were saying, you were mentioning, there's a spiritual cure in regards to this. It mentions to recite this once with Durood Sharif, once before and once after. The spiritual cure is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya Shafi, Ya Shafi, Ya Shafi, Ya Kafi, Ya Kafi, Ya Kafi, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Wadudu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Rahimu. So you'll recite this once with Durood Sharif, once before, once after, blow upon some water, and then this water needs to be drunk, Afasab, before sunrise, whilst you're facing towards the north.
Masha'Allah.
And you drink it in 3 breaths, inshallah, you recover from this illness. So this wazifa that I mentioned, it only needs to be recited once, with Durood Sharif before and after, perform dhamm upon some water, but that water needs to be drunk once, one thing facing north, and also before sunrise. In 3 sips, inshallah.
MashaAllah. We've got code word London. The istikhara result was Azmaish. Azmaish again is a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. Assalamu alaikum. Islami behen bimar rehti hain aur shadi mein bhi rukawat hain. The wazifa, the istikhara has been done and it's come back as Azmaish. So it's a test from Allah Azza wa Jal, inshallah. Keep making dua. As I said before, dua is the weapon of a believer. Try to make a lot of duas. Allah Ta'ala will give shifa as well, inshallah.
Yeah, in spiritual cure, I think there was a message before as well in regards to marriage. And then this particular one you mentioned as well. For those who are wanting to get married and it doesn't seem to be happening, if they recite Surah Ikhlas 41 times, that's Qul Huwallahu Ahad, a complete surah, 41 times, with Durood Sharif 11 times before and 11 times after. And they need to do this for a duration, once a day, and they need to do it for a duration of 90 days. Now it mentions that if during this course of 90 days, you can say, that if engagement does take place, to continue and complete the full 90 days of doing this spiritual cure course, you can say. So they need to complete the full 90 days. In case or in the situation of Islamic sisters, when it's their specific days, their makhsus days, then when they will recite Surah Ikhlas, they will miss out the qul and start from Huwallah.
Huwallah, ahad, mashallah. Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm always feeling ill and tired. All my body is always hurting. Someone wanted an istikhara, if they want to get a ta'weez for a wazifa for that as well. The istihara has come back as well, and it's azmaish or bimari ka ishara. So it's a test from Allah Ta'ala, and it's an illness as well. So if you are taking medications, then please carry on with your doctor's advice.
And continues to recite Ya Mu'idu.
Ya Mu'idu,
Ya Mu'idu, in abundance as much as they can. Dhrushi before and after, inshallah, azawajal, that will also
inshallah,
be beneficial.
As someone wanted an istihara for their brother-in-law, that he's got bad habits, wagaira. The Sara has come back, and he does say azmaish. So there's no evil eye, there's no black magic on him. It's just azmaish. It's a test from Allah. Keep making duas. If we can have a
spiritual cure in regards to this, if they recite Ya Matinu,
Ya Matinu,
Ya Matinu, Ya Matinu, recite this 10 times with Durood Sharif before and after. Perform them upon some water and give that water to drink.
Okay, code word is was white. It says, can you do istihara for marriage? Ji, alhamdulillah, azawajal. The istihara has been done and it's come back as better. Yani, it's a good ishara. Now remember, you know, istihara is not 100% accurate that this is exactly what needs to be done. Again, you need to look at, you know, if you're getting married, obviously, you know, you do the istihara, you get that guidance from Allah azawajal. But please make sure you look at the families as well. You know, don't just go on the istikhara itself. It's a sign from Allah Ta'ala, but you look at everything as well. You look at the boy's family, the girl's family, and then do a bit of research and then make the decision. Inshallah, so that everything will be better. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I suffer from anxiety and phobia of traveling far. Can I have istikhara done? Code word Rick Manshet. Can you do istikhara? I was financially well off. Okay, chika, inshallah. I'll pass that on for you now. Jazakallah khairah. Ek khatoon ka istikhara farmaye. Unki taang pe bahut sojan hai, sakhti aur dard hai. So I've sent it over for istikhara. But if we can give, there's a lot of people that I've seen that, you know, they get swollen feet or hands. I sometimes get them as well, you know, if I'm sat for a long time.
Especially when you're traveling on the plane after.
Yeah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I watch your program, mashallah, azawajal. It is a beautiful program and we learn a lot. Jazakallah khaira for spending your time and helping the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah reward you in the world and the hereafter. Ameen. Jazakallah khair.
Yeah, so this spiritual cure in regards to swelling, sujan. This is a spiritual cure for swelling anywhere in the body, any body part. If somebody is suffering from swelling problem, whether it's painful or not, if they either write themselves or get it written by somebody, La ilaha illallah, 67 times. La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Get this written or write it yourself 67 times. Make it into an amulet or ta'weez and wear it.
Assalamu alaikum, Hai Sahab. I have kidney dialysis patient. And I go for my treatment 3 times a week for 4 hours every other day. I used to pass urine in small amounts, but it's now been 3 months. I'm not able to do chota peshab. So please, can you kindly give me wazifa so I can start doing urine? Jazakallah khair. I do not wish to share my name. No problem. Allah Ta'ala give you shifa kamila. You know, don't shy off. You know, sometimes people, you know, you might be a bit shy. I've got this problem. It doesn't matter. You know, alhamdulillah, azawajal, we're all, you know, here to help you. So please, just like this Islamic brother or anyone who sent us the message. Ji, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Please don't mention my name on TV. The code name is Makkah. Please, can you do istikhara? My brother has been suffering from depression for a number of years. He has not communicated to us verbally for almost 5 years. He lives in isolation. Inshallah. جی ایک اسلام بھائی نے نا وظیفے کے لیے نام بھیجا تھا عبد الرحمن بھائی. سہارا has been done and بیماری کا اشارہ آتا ہے استخارے میں, بیماری کا اشارہ ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ شفاء کاملہ عطا فرمائے. آپ نے کہا کہ ٹانگوں میں درد ہے, تو آپ تعویذات اطہاریہ بستہ سے رابطہ کریں, آپ کو انشاءاللہ عزوجل دم کیے ہوئے ڈوریاں وہ دیں گے, آپ وہ پہنیں انشاءاللہ عزوجل, اللہ تعالیٰ شفا دینے والا ہے. Okay. السلام علیکم. وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. مائی مدر اینڈ فادر کیپ فائٹنگ موسٹ آف دا ٹائم, کین یو پلیز ڈو استخارہ اف سم ون ہیز ڈن میجک آن دیم اینڈ ٹیل اس اینی کیور انشاءاللہ عزوجل. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. کین یو گیو می اے وظیفہ, آئی اسٹرگل اینڈ ریڈ مائی نماز, آئی ایکسپیرینس ہائی اینڈ لوز وتھ مائی ایمان, سو کین یو ڈو سم تھنگ ٹو ریڈ می, اللہ تعالیٰ کیپ می اسٹیڈ فاسٹ انشاء اللہ.
دس ون از فار دوز ہو گاٹ پرابلمز ود دیئر کڈنیز آف صاحب, بٹ اٹ ڈز مینشن ہیئر دیٹ ٹیک پرمیشن ٹو ڈو دی اسپریچول کیور, ٹیک پرمیشن, اٹس مور آف اے گھریلو
ٹوٹکا,
یا مور آف اے ہوم ریمیڈی, بٹ اٹ ڈز مینشن دیٹ گیٹ پرمیشن فرام یور ڈاکٹر. Mention this and I'll mention the totka anyway. Basically it mentions that on an empty stomach in the morning, if you take 3 grams of sweet soda, as in the
soda
meeta powder. Soda jo khane wala jo, the consuming one that's used for cooking, that's right. So meeta soda they call it in apne zaman. So take 3 grams of that and use it with water and drink that water. And it also mentions that try to drink as much water as you can. Do this for 11 days. Inshallah, one will gain relief. And then mentions if somebody has got this problem, it's quite an old problem, then they need to do it for 41 days. Inshallah.
Inshallah.
But it does mention that gain permission from your doctor. So, tabib se mashwara karke and then do this, inshallah.
Another thing is, you know, water
is a cure.
I've got it in my hand.
Yes, yes.
Water is a ni'mat and from Allah Azza wa Jal, and sadly we drink less water. I've known people, they don't drink water, they drink soft drinks, and because of the soft drinks, you know, they obviously they're going to get complications later on. So please try not to drink soft drinks at all, drink water as much as
in this country, unfortunately, you know, with the sort of climate and the weather is cold, and it's not always hot, etc., so it's cold. We don't drink water. You have to force yourself.
Yeah.
I remember Rukni Shura were here once and they mentioned that, please, you know, like, because they're from Pakistan and obviously they drink a lot of water there. Here, they said, put a jug of water next to me, so then when I see it, it'll remind me and I'll drink some water.
Yeah. We have some more istikhara result. Someone said that it's a rukawat in getting married. They mentioned the name as well. It's come back as azmaish, a test from Allah Azza wa Jal, and I've got a wazifa for you as well. The wazifa is that recite Surah Ikhlas 41 times when sleeping and make dua for marriage only. Recite 11 times before and after Durood e Pak. Make an intention that in your wedding ceremony, you will refrain from films, dramas, songs, music and pictures, including the acts which are against the teachings of Sunnat. So this is amal for 90 days. Keep doing even if you get engaged in this time. Islamic sisters should not invoke the first word of qul when they are in their menstruation period. They should recite from huwa allahu ahad. Jazakallah khaira. Inshallah azawajal, hopefully we'll see you next week, same time, same place. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu ta'ala
ala Muhammad.
You slaves always request for dua, you slaves always request for dua. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah. Please fulfill the wish of every helpless, ya Allah.